house was dark, except for the lights of the fireplace. But Pinocchio was so happy he could not sit still. He leapt up and danced around the room, knocking over a small table and some tools. When Geppetto came downstairs to see what had made the noise, he saw Pinocchio, and everyone spent the night dancing for joy. The next morning, Geppetto proudly sent his son off to school, with Jiminy Cricket hopping along behind him. Along the way, Pinocchio met a well-dressed fox and a one-eyed cat. "And where are you going, young man?" asked the fox. "I'm going to school," said Pinocchio. "And why are you doing that?" asked the fox. "To become smart," said Pinocchio. "No, no, no. A charming young man like you, wasting time on boring old lessons? Why, you've clearly got the talent to become an actor. Have you thought of joining a theater?" "Why, no. Do you think I could?" asked Pinocchio. Jiminy Cricket jumped up on Pinocchio's shoulder and whispered in his ear, "Stop this, Pinocchio. You know you've got to go to school and learn your lessons."